This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Quadra Island RCMP are trying to make contact with a man that has been allegedly knocking on residents' doors. On April 5th, someone called the police from Whaletown after the gentleman was found knocking on their door at 1 a.m. The RCMP was called but was unable to respond in a timely manner. Seeing that the Quadra Island RCMP is located on a different island, response times are the major factor in preventing the RCMP from connecting with this individual. The RCMP media release says, a man was described as wearing a camo jacket and loose-fitting toque. Multiple complaints regarding this individual. Extra patrols and officers have been tasked with an attempt to locate this man. However, they have not been successful. Quadra Island RCMP asks individuals to please contact Quadra RCMP at 250-285-3631 if they do spot this individual. The man in question is thought to possibly be the same individual that assaulted a Clahoose community member last year, February of 2022. During that scenario, the RCMP were called multiple times, including after the assault took place, but the RCMP was unable to respond at that time. They did follow up, and at the time, Constable Rebecca Draught clarified,
in 2022, we had one incident that I can't get into. People probably know about it earlier in the year. There was just a man that was near the reserve and there was some issues with him and he was intoxicated in public and causing some issues.
Okay, so with that scenario, it wasn't in any report that Quadra Island released?
No, and I have only been doing the Quadra Island for the last few months that you guys have been getting them.
So with the incident at Clahoose, is there any follow-up where people were arrested? Is there anything that you can note on that? Or
all I can say about that one is at this time there was an arrest, but the people involved were not interested in going with charges, which I didn't disagree with. It was more mental health related, I believe, and that's where that file went.
Okay, and it goes back to mental health. So you're not aware that there's a mental health crisis team on development on Cortez Island?
Yeah, I'm not aware of that. I don't know, I can't answer to that, but I think it would be extremely valuable to have it for sure.
Do you know about any resources or funding that's available for something like that?
That's not, unfortunately, I'm not an expert on that one. So our involvement with mental health is just, we have only the emergency apprehension and we go in and bring them to a doctor. Past that, we're not given a lot of resources. And honestly, I would love for us to go to where like Surrey has, where they actually have a nurse that goes with the officer. I love that idea. I don't know if obviously everyone can afford that, but yeah, we're only there for the emergency apprehension. So the rest of it, we're not really involved with, although I think it's extremely invaluable.
Constable Rebecca Draught did comment to CKTZ News this year in response to the current situation. We do believe it is the same person from last year from the information given to us. If you witness a crime, please contact the Quadra RCMP at 250-285-3631. If you wish to remain anonymous, please call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or visit the website www.crimestoppers.ca.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada, and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.